Wherever you listen throughout the world, it's football time in Tennessee.
Here's Tua, stepping back, loads up, looks long, throws, end zone,
touchdown,
Alabama, Devontae Smith, touchdown, Alabama, and the Crimson Tide has once again ascended to the top of the college football mountain.
Going to be fielded by Lorenzo Neal at the 25.
Yeah,
pitches it back to Wycheck. He throws it across the field to Dyson.
He's got something.
30,
he's
40,
got something.
50.
He's got it.
40,
he's got
20,
it.
20. 10.
He's got
5,
it.
End zone. Touchdown, Titans. There are no flags on the field. It's a miracle.
This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour with your host, Drake Colley.
Good afternoon and welcome into the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I am Drake in the studio this afternoon. Big Lou on the boards. It is Monday, March 4th, 2024. Beautiful day outside, nice, sunny, mid-60s.
Feels great.
Doesn't get much better, does it, Big
No,
Lou?
It does not.
There you go. Okay, tonight, Maury County Public School. Santa Fe Unit School, the Wildcats, boys, travel about an hour and 10 minutes west of here to Waynesboro, Tennessee, to take on the Wayne County Wildcats, I believe. Are they the Wildcats?
I'm gonna trust you and
I wanna say
that
the
sounds
Wildcats.
Right. It does sound right. I mean, Wayne County, usually a W team.
Wayne County Wildcats. If I'm not mistaken, I mean, I should know that for sure. I don't know.
The Wolves,
been
maybe.
Been out of the refereeing scene for a while. But, and the winner of this game tonight, folks, goes to Murfreesboro to represent this area in the single A boys tournament.
That'd be pretty cool. I wonder how many times Santa Fe is – accomplished that.
I don't know.
You know, they always have, you know, Santa Fe and Culioca usually have one of the two, a good team every year.
Yeah. Well, we've got good news. That first of all, that's the good news is Santa Fe Wildcats have a shot. They're one win away from going and representing Maury County in the single A state tournament with just one win tonight at Wayne County. Now,
and it's doable.
The second bit of good news is we're going to carry that game right here. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock tonight on 101.7 FM WKOM.
Yeah, just about 3 hours from tip-off right now, a little under.
That's right, a little under 3 hours. We're going to come on probably about a quarter to 7. Big Lou and I will be there on the call in Wayne County. We're going to make the trek down there. And so –
road trip.
Go grab something to eat, make something to eat. Settle down next to the radio or your computer. You can always pick up the game on frontporchradio.com.
Yep.
And click on WKOM, the Listen Live icon, and you can listen live on through your computer, or you can listen live on a radio.
And if you're going down there, you can go to frontporchradio.com on your phone, take some headphones, and
you can
listen to the broadcast live while you're watching the game in person.
There you have it.
Which is, you know, like my favorite thing to do at a Titans game or at a Tennessee game.
Get all the stats. You get everything. What's going on.
So. Immerse yourself.
Please join us tonight as the Santa Fe Wildcats look to keep their season going. Auden Slaughter, his dad, the head coach, Brad. His cousin, I believe, Jax.
Not brother. I apologize for that.
That's okay. I believe Jax is a cousin. And so it's a family affair as far as Santa Fe Wildcats are concerned. As they head, like I said, to Wayne County tonight, 7 o'clock tip-off. We'll have it right here, 101.7 FM, about 6:45.
And we're going to be pulling for them, too.
We're going to be pulling for the Santa Fe Wildcats. Absolutely we are.
I'd like to go and call a game in the Glass House personally, you know.
Yes, sir.
That'd be fun.
Yes,
to go see them in the
sir.
Glass House.
Absolutely. Now, the Wayne County girls. Something's in the water in Wayne County because the Wayne County girls punched their ticket to the state tournament by beating the Eagleville girls 54-46 on Saturday night.
Wow.
So they're headed this week up to Murfreesboro. Also, the Loretta Lady Mustangs in Class 2A are headed to the Glass House after beating Cheatham County pretty bad, 64-36.
Eek.
But.
Big time win.
The other Lawrence County team, girls team, that had a shot at making it to Murfreesboro, the Summertown Lady Eagles, their season is over after they lost to Huntingdon in a close ball game, 52-49. There are no area teams in the Class 3A sectionals involved. However, Coffee County beat Hendersonville 63-30 to advance to the 3A state tournament.
And that's the girls?
Yes.
The Coffee County girls are
– that's right.
They are a force.
And Lincoln County will also be going – to the state tournament as they won over Beach 55-39. And, of course, we've got all the boys' sectionals tonight, which will determine who goes for the boys. Now, other games from area boys' teams, sub-state games tonight, other than Santa Fe at Wayne County, which 7 o'clock start. Frank Hughes, which is in Wayne County also, has a chance to advance to the Boys State 1A tournament as they travel to Eagleville.
Which is going to be a
tough
matchup.
We watched Eagleville beat Santa Fe.
At Richland the other night.
Yeah. And they're a tough team.
They are good.
No doubt about it.
When they're on, they're
Mr. Bega and company.
Yeah.
Tough team to beat. Now, in 2A sectionals tonight, boys, East Hickman is at Cannon County in the 2A division, trying to get to one win away, trying to get to the Glass House in Murfreesboro. The Mount Pleasant boys with a record of 22-7 is at Hickman County, who has a record of 21-9. That should be a terrific ball game.
That will be a good game.
Mount Pleasant Tigers trying to get to the 2A division tournament.
So maybe we get to call two games down there, you know, Santa Fe
and
Mount Pleasant makes it.
That would be terrific.
Be awesome.
Now, in the 3A sub-state or sectionals, Lawrence County with a record of 25-6 travels to Red Bank, and Red Bank is 27-7. That should be a terrific ball game.
And you know, all of these could be terrific ball games. You know, you're this far in the season.
The winner advances, obviously, to Murfreesboro. In 4A, nobody really from around these parts will be involved in 4A. Brentwood is at Hillsboro, and Dixon County, with a record of 14-14, is at Bartlett with a record of 30-4. So, sounds like to me Dixon County's got a long road to hoe, if you know what I'm. If you,
it also sounds like Dixon County probably figured it out late in the year and have been playing good in the postseason.
There you go. So that's what's going on, sectional wise, high school tournament wise. Here, just another reminder tonight, right here on this station, 7 o'clock tip off, Santa Fe Wildcats at Wayne County High School. In Waynesboro, Tennessee, the winner goes to the state tournament. The loser goes home.
Big stakes.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than that.
I'm not talking
T-bones. Big Lou, it doesn't get any bigger than that.
No.
Just telling you.
And I'm pumped to go down there. It's going to be I think it's going to be a good game.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a ball calling it. You all please tune in. Now, Saturday night, Vols went down to Bama. Devil went down to Georgia. Vols went down to Bama, and it was a back-and-forth affair. Vols take off to a pretty decent lead in the first half. Bama comes back, takes the lead at halftime, 41-39. But Zakai Ziegler and company was not having any of it.
Yeah.
They buckled down in the second half, kept the second best scoring offense in the country to no points for over a 9-minute span in the second half.
Only 33.
And that was the difference. That is what made the difference. Being able to hold Alabama out of a 20-minute second half, 20 minutes of basketball, for over 9 minutes without a field goal.
And only 33 points in the entire second half.
And that's what I'm – I mean, you know.
And what's the number, you know, if you want to call in and
931-626-3131.
You can leave your remarks about
sure.
Me or Drake, or
well, and we have been,
or you know, Tennessee and Alabama game. Give us your thoughts on the game or anything else that we talk about.
My professionalism here on the radio station has been called into question, and that's
so is mine.
I mean, I'm not a professional.
Me neither.
I'm just a local guy having a good time with Big Lou right here on the air, running a sports show and a sports hour, trying to keep folks informed.
You know, some people would call me a weakling of a Vols fan, you know, in quotation marks.
Oh, because I make a little joke about Coach Heupel's name.
But let me just say something about the game on Saturday night. You know, I was worried there with about 6 minutes left. It was entirely, if you had to describe that game, it's a game of runs.
Sure.
Tennessee would –
like many basketball games at that level are.
Exactly. Tennessee would score, you know, go on an 11-2 run, and then Alabama would come and tie it, and that's how the entire game went. And at the end, Alabama made their last run, and, you know, Tennessee did the same, and there just wasn't enough time. You know, it would have gone back and forth for the rest of forever. But, you know, I'm still worried. I'm sure we're going to have to play them in Nashville. In a couple of weeks. And
that's okay.
It'll probably even be a better game than it was on Saturday night.
Well, Zakai Ziegler put in 18. Dalton Kincaid was not the big factor that, you know, he has been throughout the season in most of Tennessee's big wins.
And that's been a concern for Tennessee, is that the entire team is just number three.
Right.
That Dalton Kincaid is the only reason that Tennessee is – in the top five, and I think that Tennessee proved to a lot of people that pay attention to college basketball, but that's really not the case. It's a team effort.
The possible player, college basketball player of the year, Dalton Kincaid had 13 points. Adu had 12. Josiah James had 11, while Mark Sears for Alabama,
22.
Sensational point guard, had 22. Now, next up for Tennessee is they travel to number 18, South Carolina, and then they end up with number 16, Kentucky, in Knoxville. Those are their last two games.
I would say probably the toughest end-of-the-year schedule, Auburn, Alabama, South Carolina, and Kentucky.
Without a doubt.
Probably the toughest schedule in the country.
They get you tournament ready, baby.
And I didn't.
The way I look at it.
I don't, there was a lot of talk of that game on Saturday being pretty much, you know, that's going to win you the crown for the SEC regular season championship. Tennessee's got work to do, man.
Well, look, Tennessee came off probably one of their best weeks in a long time as far as their basketball program went. You know, they had number 11, Auburn, which they beat 92-84, former coach Bruce Pearl comes in. Like I said, they held the number two scoring team in the nation without a field goal for 9 minutes. They were down at halftime, locked down on defense, and came back. Bama's next opponent will be tomorrow night at Florida, and then they end up at home against Arkansas. And so two teams, pretty good teams. Tennessee was just a better team Saturday night.
Two great teams.
Congratulations to the Vols.
It lived up to the name of Sonic Blockbuster.
And remember this.
It was a great game.
Remember this about Big Lou and I here on the radio station, folks. We'll give credit where credit's due. And
absolutely.
Where it's not due, you ain't going to get none.
Nope.
You ready to go?
I'm ready.
This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I'm Drake. He's Big Lou. We'll be right back.
standing there.
This is Coach Tre'Davious Goff from Columbia Central High School Football. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
Hi, I'm Robert Rogers at Parks Motor Sales Buick GMC. Parks Motor Sales was founded by my granddad, Bobby Parks, and my great-granddad, Julian Mays, in 1958. We've been family-owned the whole time, and being family-owned, locally-owned, means you get to get your next vehicle or your existing vehicle serviced by the same people who stand in the grocery line with you, drop their kids off at the same school you do, and smile and are happy to see you when they do. So come see us at Parks Motor Sales in Columbia, Tennessee on 919 Nashville Highway or parksmotorsales.com.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Are you new to Maury County? We want to welcome you and your family. We are a local residential garbage service, and we want to be your garbage man. We've been around for over 30 years, so we have a reputation. Check us out at garbagemaninc.com or call Mike at 931-540-0919. You could also ask your neighbor. 931-540-0919.
Hi, this is Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Here is what some of our customers are saying about us. Great people. The place to shop for fair prices and great craftsmanship. Beautiful vintage and custom jewelry. Thank you, Beth. That is our goal. Stop by and see for yourself. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia. Owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Carrie, registered gemologist. Assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
Hey, this is Tripp Stoltz, owner of Columbia Ace Hardware. Spring is here, and we are excited to announce that we have completely remodeled our store. We have expanded our selection in many brands, including Milwaukee, Steel, and Big Green Egg. We have new inventory arriving daily, so come see the changes for yourself at 112 East James Campbell Boulevard, Columbia, Tennessee.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113. Or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
This is Elk Kennedy. The old saying is, happy wife, happy life, couldn't be more true. Many years ago, my wife, Mary Susan, had major surgery on her back, but continued with chronic pain. Doctors were saying invalid, disabled, but then she found the Dr. Gill Center for Back, Neck, and Chronic Pain in Franklin, Tennessee. It has changed our lives. We visited there recently with Dr. Wendy Tuohy, saw the state-of-the-art facilities. Folks, don't take a pill. Call Dr. Gill.
Go to callmepainfree.com.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Surex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
This is Tripp Stoltz with Columbia Ace Hardware. I love listening to 101.7 WKOM FM, Columbia, Tennessee.
And welcome back into the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I'm Drake, joined in the studio by Big Lou, with Big Lou, by Big Lou. It is Monday, March 4th, and we were just cleaning up some NCAA basketball over the weekend, and no bigger game than the Vols beating up or winning in Tuscaloosa in Coleman Coliseum in front of a very raucous Alabama crowd.
Hostile.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah, absolutely. First game day in Tuscaloosa, now, and they lived up to the atmosphere for sure.
It was against the Vols. We're in hostile territory against the defending Southeastern Conference basketball champion, Alabama Crimson Tide, on their floor, on Alabama's floor. And they went in there and took care of business. And it wasn't superstar Dalton Connect that had to carry the team on his back.
No, it was.
It was a whole team effort.
And it was Jemai Meshack who really had a great game and set him over the edge.
So, you know, all Ziegler, of Tennessee's players came together there in Tuscaloosa to take down the Tide in their own backyard. And for the most part, sew up the regular season crown as far as the SEC goes.
They still got work to do.
Right. I mean, I know there's the tournament. I get the tournament, you know. Tournament can kind of be for the teams that – are on the bubble for the NCAA tournament, get a couple of wins, maybe get to the finals of the tournament.
And propel
themselves into the spotlight and get a tournament bid when they were, you know, like I said, on the fence or on the bubble. So other teams over the weekend in the top 25, there weren't many upsets at all, maybe the only two. And I'm not sure if they're upsets, Big Lou, because, well, number 15 Baylor beat number 7 Kansas 82-74 in Waco, Texas, at Baylor. Now,
see that? I mean, they could have even been
Baylor's a 4.5. But Baylor was a 4.5-point favorite.
So,
that's not that big of an upset. Did you know this year? I think I saw a stat. Correct me if I'm wrong, and people can call in and correct at 931-626-3131. I've been wrong once or twice before in my life.
Same here.
But I think this year there have been more unranked victories against ranked teams than any other time since they've kind of been keeping that stat of where ranked teams are playing unranked teams. I mean, it's an unbelievable amount. It's like – I want to say, I don't know, I saw a number like 130-something, 135 wins of unranked teams beating ranked teams this year in the regular season.
I know South Carolina did it to Tennessee.
I mean, I'm just saying.
First matchup in Knoxville. That's the only loss that Tennessee has in Thompson this year.
What does that say about the upcoming March Madness?
It's going to be terrific.
It could be madness. It could be chaos.
That makes it a terrific season.
Yeah.
Is when stuff like that happens. It keeps you on the edge of your seat and you want to watch the games.
Number 5, Marquette lost to number 12, Creighton. And what were
the old Blue Jays.
The old Blue Jays. And you know, Blue Jays are nasty little birds. They can be, you know, they can be vicious and attack. And, a lot of times when people are like in a park or something and you hear about a bird flying down into some lady's hair and attacking her hairpiece or whatever the deal is, or beret or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Normally that is a Blue Jay that's doing that. Did you know that?
I did not know
They're
that.
They're kind of, yeah. I mean, the Toronto Blue Jays,
yeah.
Right? So there's a reason they those little birds are mascots for teams. But the number five ranked Marquette, you know, I don't know what they are. The Marquette Golden
Eagles. Golden something. Golden Eagle. I want to say Golden Eagles. I don't know.
Anyway, they lost something. They lost to Creighton 89-75. Creighton was ranked number 12. But you know what? That's not an upset either. Did you know that Creighton was favored by 8.5 points over the number 12 team in the country was favored by 8.5 points, and they won by 14. Yeah. So if you don't think Las Vegas and their odds makers and bookmakers don't know what the hell they're doing, then you are wrong, my friend.
Alabama was favored by 2 Saturday night in Tuscaloosa. And also, if you go on ESPN, there's the matchup predictor thing by ESPN Bet. Tennessee had a 36% chance to win that game, according to ESPN. So, I mean, they're definitely trying to shift some money over to that home team, and they know something's up.
Houston, number one Houston, squeaked out a win at OU as Jamal Shedd, their All-American point guard, hit a buzzer beater. But that's after Houston blew a 15-point lead. They were ahead by 15 over OU.
And somehow
at OU and ended up blowing the lead.
Not
but
somehow,
still won 87-85.
UConn lost, so Houston ascended to – the number one spot, but, you know, number one team shouldn't be, you know, having to hit buzzer beaters against Oklahoma. You know
oh, absolutely not. Especially after leading by 15 at some point in the game. I mean, you know, NBA teams do it all the time. They finally turn on the switch and they go on a long play defense and go on a offensive run and can overcome a 15-point lead. But what? Who is that? Tim McGraw in the background?
That's Tim.
Is that him? Go. Well, there's only one thing to talk about, folks, when old Tim cranks it up. How about them Predators, baby?
How about it?
I mean, good Lord.
Best stretch in franchise history.
The Predators are blowing absolutely up and blowing people out. As Saturday afternoon, the Colorado Avalanche came into Smashville in Bridgestone Arena and left under a pile of snow and blizzard-like conditions as the Nashville Predators outskated, outplayed, outshot behind a hat trick from 24-year-old Predator Cody Glass for his first ever hat trick.
How about Cody?
And the Predators won 5-1 over the Colorado Avalanche for their eighth straight win. There is nobody. The only team close to the Predators right now in the whole National Hockey League of having this type of streak is the Calgary Flames. They have won 5 straight. They're in the same Central Division of the Western Conference.
They're right behind us.
They're as the Predators, but they're below the Predators right now. And the Avalanche, who the Predators beat 5-1, on Saturday, are above the Predator, just above the Predator. But I tell you what, the Predators aren't far with about 20 games left, Big Lou.
Oh, it's – I mean, they 20 could
games left in the season.
A 1 or 2 seed, if you're being realistic.
They could come through and take over that third spot where the Colorado Avalanche are now.
I think the top team has – you know, it's a point system, so I think the top team is like 82 points on the season, and Nashville sitting at like 77. 70.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think somewhere mid-70s to low 70s.
And I think, and I'm pretty sure, I'll have to look that up, but I'm pretty sure the Avalanche are sitting like 79 points right now.
Okay, so then so Nashville's probably around 70.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to have to play well. Don't get me wrong. And the Avalanche can take a few hits. But on this past Saturday afternoon, it was all Predators. Like I said, 24-year-old Cody Glass, who's had some injury problems earlier in the year, actually had been struggling with some mental issues, and they've gotten that straightened out, and he scored his first ever hat trick, and the whole team was absolutely just fired up for Mr. Glass. And you know,
they're such a fun team to watch. I think it's the best market in all of the NHL, and I think it's so great that Nashville, that community, and our community has a hockey team that has the physical embodiment of the city.
Well, 18,000 plus were there.
Oh, and they're packing it out. They're so fun to watch, and they're so young, and they finally flipped the switch on, and they're playing the best hockey in the entire league right now.
The next victim for the Nashville Predators will be the Montreal Canadiens in Nashville Tuesday night. The puck drops, I think that was the Eastern time I was looking at, 7 o'clock.
Okay.
From what I understand. But check that time, folks. If you're going to the game, we're going to watch it. On, I think, Bally Sports is who carries that same company carries the Braves.
Yep, and the Grizzlies.
If you want to watch them. It'll be the second time this season that they meet up with the Montreal Canadiens. The Preds won 2-1 in their previous matchup. Now, Philip Forsberg has just been, pardon the pun, but a force.
Well, he always has been.
29 goals, 33 assists, along with Thomas Novak. In the last 10 games, Novak has 4 goals and 5 assists. And over the last 10 games, the Predators are 8-2. The last time they lost, I think they took it on the chin, 9-2 from can't remember who that was that beat them, embarrassed them.
I want to say Anaheim.
Was it Anaheim?
Either Anaheim or Dallas.
I want to say anyway, that was the last time they lost, which was over 8 games ago.
They got walloped.
And they're averaging about 4 goals a game. Montreal, their next victim, is 2-6-2 in their last 10 games. The Predators are 8-2. So two teams kind of going different directions, but you can't let your guard down in hockey. You got to skate your best every night, especially in the National Hockey League.
And it wasn't long ago we were talking about the Preds, might have been a couple of weeks ago, that we were talking about the Golden Knights, I think, and they're, trying to get to the all-time winning streak, and they were going to do it against Nashville or tie the record. I mean, is it too early to start thinking about Nashville?
I don't know.
Be getting close to there, too?
You got to win your first 8. You got to win 8 in a row to get to the 9 and move on, right?
And they've done that.
Right-handed pitcher in Major League Baseball news. And, folks, opening day is March 20th in South Korea, okay? The Dodgers and the Padres are going to South Korea on March 20th and 21st, going to play a 2-game stint in South Korea against each other.
Is that a new thing? Do they always go out of the country?
Then a week later, on March 28th, opening day, all teams will play on opening day, March 28th. So today's the 4th. We're a little over 2.5 weeks away from March 20th, the first opening day in South Korea. But the opening day in the United States will be a week later. So we're 3.5 weeks away, man, from opening day.
I'm excited.
I'm tore up about it.
I'm already right-handed watching Braves spring training ball.
Philadelphia's right-handed pitcher Zach Wheeler and the Philadelphia Phillies, obviously, have reportedly agreed on a contract extension for Mr. Wheeler, which is a 3-year, $126 million deal, which averages out to $42 million a year. Also, Phillies pitcher Aaron Nola, a local product there in Pennsylvania, in November they agreed to a 7-year, $172 million extension. Likely Mr. Nola will end his career with the Philadelphia Phillies.
Sounds like it. So, by the way, Marquette, they are the Golden Eagles. We were right.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love it when we're right sometimes.
It feels good.
Believe me, if you talk to my wife, I'm never right, always wrong. But when we get it right here in the station, it makes me feel good.
Feels good to win one.
Yeah, there you go.
No doubt.
All right. We've got some Caitlin Clark, Pete Maravich news on the way when we come back. What about some Nashville soccer news and their upcoming game against Inter Miami?
Messi's coming back to town.
No, I think that game might be in Miami.
Oh, it's in Miami?
I think it's in Miami, yeah.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that. And we've got some Titans news and rumors from the NFL Combine and Pro Days coming up for college players. There's a lot more to get to. This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I'm Drake. He's Big Lou. Don't go anywhere.
Go Preds.
Thank you. Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
This is Jim Ross, and you are listening to Front Porch Radio, WKOM 101.7, located in Columbia, Tennessee.
Celebrate you with a new vehicle from Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. We have a huge selection of new vehicles waiting for you. We're talking cars, trucks, and SUVs. And if you're in the business of selling your vehicle, we've got you covered. We'll buy from you even if you don't buy from us. At Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia, we're locally owned and operated and proud to serve our community as the largest CDJR dealership in Tennessee. Find your new ride today when you visit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia.
I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. We have advertised with WKRM and WKOM for the past several years and found it to be very successful. I highly recommend advertising with them if you have a local business like ours. We're located at 1608 Hatcher Lane here in Columbia. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 6 and Saturdays from 8 to 2. Stop by Holland's for all your prescription needs where we have fast, friendly, courteous service. We custom fit support hose for you also. Thanks for supporting Holland's and WKRM and WKOM.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hey, this is Derek Ransom of Ten Pin Alley, voted number one family entertainment center in Maury County. We offer 32 bowling lanes, giant arcade, laser tag, bumper cars, and a full cafe and bar menu. We also specialize in group events, kids and adult birthday parties, company parties, sports team parties, and holiday parties. We're located at 322 East James Campbell Boulevard in Columbia. Call us today at 931-381-BOWL or visit us at tenpin.com. Ten Pin Alley, it's where the good times roll.
In today's uncertain world, you can never be too careful about your family's financial future. That's why the Parker Group, a part of Baird's Private Wealth Management, is offering a free second opinion on your financial plans. Let us review your current plan, and we will identify any gaps and offer suggestions to improve it. Please call the Parker Group at 931-548-3737. That's 931-548-3737. Robert W. Baird & Company Incorporated does not offer tax or legal advice.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118. or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years, and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
This is Coach Devin Simler from Columbia Central Baseball. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
And welcome back into the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I am Drake, joined in the studio by Big Lou Maddox. It's Monday, March 4th. Do not forget, tonight, 6:45, we will come on the air live from Wayne County High School, Waynesboro, Tennessee, bringing you the sectional or sub-state, whichever you'd like to refer to.
I like sub-state better.
I like sub-state too, but they call them sectionals now, and I guess that's a politically correct term they want to use, and they want to call it.
It just sounds more boring.
It really does.
Sub-state is cool.
The bottom line is the winner goes to Murfreesboro to represent this area in the single-A tournament, state tournament. The loser goes home. Big stakes, big game, Big Lou, and myself will be on the call right here on 101.7 FM WKOM tonight. So if you can't make it down to Waynesboro, don't have the time, don't have the gas, whatever, turn it on your phone, turn it on the car radio, your bedside radio, whatever it takes. Get us on, tune us in, and we will bring you this game live between Wayne County and the Santa Fe Wildcats. Auden Slaughter. His dad, Brad Slaughter, his cousin, Jack Slaughter. It's a family affair there at the Santa Fe Unit School. And we're going to bring it to you live. And I'm excited about that.
I am too. It's going to be a great game. 44 points against Eagleville in a loss last time out. And I wouldn't expect anything less tonight.
There you go. I'm excited about Caitlin Clark, the Iowa phenom scoring machine. As Miss Clark passed Pistol Pete Maravich, who played for the LSU Tigers in his college career, for scoring the most points in NCAA Division I basketball. Mr. Maravich set the scoring record back in 1970. That's before you were born, Big Lou.
Yeah, a little bit before.
Probably before your parents were born.
No. But that's without a three-point line, though. Back then, no three-point line in Pistol Pete's college days.
And so there's some old traditionalists that probably are pushing back on her scoring record compared to Pistol Pete Maravich, and I think there were a lot more games played now than back then. I don't know.
I think you're right.
You know, but on average per year.
Either way, you can't take away from what she's done.
So on Sunday, Miss Clark and her Iowa teammates were playing number 2 Ohio State. In Iowa, which Iowa won 93-83 over Ohio State, and Miss Clark's career total as of right now is 3,685 points.
Kind of sounds like Auden Slaughter.
Pistol Pete's career mark in points was 3,667. And there were 15,000 in attendance for this game, Big Lou. They were in the gym 3 hours before tip-off. 15,000 fans to see their girl, Caitlin Clark, break Pistol Pete's record.
I wonder what kind of price tag was on an average ticket. I'm sure that's somewhere.
I'm sure it's probably a lot.
It was probably up there.
ESP College Game Day was carrying the game. And there were hundreds, and they said maybe thousands more outside tailgating in the unusually warm 60-degree Iowa March weather.
I saw a video of a huge crowd just bulldozing their way into the arena when the doors opened.
Now, Caitlin Clark hit her record-breaking shot. It was a free throw just before halftime. And, of course, to the rejoicing and, I don't know,
rambunctious Iowa crowd.
Yeah, there you go. That's a way to help me out right there. And you know, so she's past that, the next thing for her is to win a national championship. You know, she does a lot of trash talking that Caitlin Clark does.
Yeah.
Does a lot of, you know, holding her hands up, hitting the threes, shooting threes from the logo in the middle of the court, basically.
Bitter last year in the national championship against LSU and Angel Reese, which I thought was not very classy of Reese, but you know, you're winning a ring.
Well, I'll tell you what, South Carolina's undefeated, and South Carolina's got a pretty dang good team.
South Carolina is terrific.
Pretty tough. Yeah. So
29-0 after they beat the Lady Vols.
There you go.
I think that was on Saturday. No, on Sunday.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
So Nashville SC, is that the soccer club?
Yes.
That shows you how much I know about soccer.
Me neither, but I do know that stands for soccer club.
Well, their upcoming opponent is Inter Miami, who has arguably the world's greatest soccer player, or maybe the greatest soccer player of all time on the planet that we are riding around on.
He's definitely on
Lionel Messi.
Yep. He's on the Mount Rushmore.
Oh, he definitely is on. Right up there with Pelé, Messi. Maybe Ronaldo.
Man, maybe Cristiano.
And those are just names. And I don't know anything about soccer. They're just names
I know.
Which
shows you how big they are, because we know who those guys are.
Right. Well, anyway, over the weekend, Lionel Messi and Inter Miami played their interstate rival, Orlando City, and just basically embarrassed Orlando City, beat them 5-0. Messi had 2 goals. And he just displayed his dominance.
His greatness.
Yeah, over Orlando City, who's not a bad team if you look at them overall in the MLS, Major League Soccer. So my question is this: what does Messi's dominance over team after team after team say about the quality of the MLS overall as compared to, let's say, you know, teams like Manchester United and
EuroLeague? You know, yeah,
the
whole thing with Messi coming over here was about money. Obviously, it was a lot more money. It was a huge contract that he signed to come to the States. But,
and his family vacations in South Florida, and he has a home there, from what I understand, before he came to Miami. So
but it's widely known that the MLS is a newer league, and it's not as prominent as the ones overseas, but you know, Messi coming over here now makes MLS the forefront and the stage for,
and it gives it some street cred, and it gives it some street credibility.
Exactly.
I mean, you know,
and that's why they did it.
Sure, I mean, you want the best to be playing in your league.
The MLS wants to become the NHL of soccer. They want America to be the hot spot where these players from all across the globe are going to come. And Messi has already caused kind of a chain reaction.
And now the NBA.
People are coming over.
Have you noticed somebody? Have you noticed how many Europeans? How many?
Tennessee Vols.
Well, I know, but I'm.
College basketball.
Not only the Tennessee Vols. But I mean, the NBA. I see names. I see names. I read stuff about the NBA. I see names. I can't pronounce them. B, I've never heard of them before. But they're scoring 20 to 30 points a night in the NBA, and I'm thinking,
I mean,
I've never heard of that guy in my life.
If you're looking at who the next LeBron James of the NBA is going to be, the next face of the league, I mean, you're not going to find a guy from the States. You're talking about Luka Doncic, Giannis.
I mean, that's – yeah. I mean,
Nikola Jokic, they're all from overseas, which I don't know if that's a great thing for the players from the States, but I know it's a good thing for the NBA because everybody across the globe is going to start wanting to
– and start and watch
play there, which they already do, but even more so.
Remember the big, tall Chinese guy that played for Houston, I think it was,
a few years?
Yao Ming?
7'5".
Yeah, I mean, do you know what that did for the NBA in China?
Huge.
I mean, it was.
It exploded.
Absolutely it was. More money, more money, more money. That's what it's all about, man.
Yep.
This past Saturday, the Nashville SC wound up in a draw 1-1 against the Colorado Rapids. And then this coming Thursday night, they will be at Inter Miami. Nashville FC, SC, and we'll see, you know, how they handle Mr. Messi and company.
You know, and I think that Miami is coming to Nashville at one point towards the end of the season. And those
they might play a home and home type series, but
those tickets are already up there around 500 average just because Messi.
Well, I hope I didn't read the schedule wrong, and I might have.
No, but I don't think you did.
But I think Thursday night they're going to enter Miami, Nashville travels. Titans news, folks. Don't forget about the Titans now. We got a lot of money under the cap. Second most in the NFL. We got the number 7 draft pick.
And you got a lot of hotel tax invested in the new stadium.
An offensive tackle in the draft. A lot of people are projecting, a lot of guys in the know, people in the know are projecting that the Titans at number 7 overall pick will take Penn State offensive tackle Olu Fashanu, along with Skoronski's pick from last year. You know, they look to build. You got to build an offensive line. You got to protect your quarterback. You got to give him more time to throw the ball.
I think he also
you got to keep him upright. You got to keep him from injury.
There's been a lot of talks about taking a wide receiver, you know, a Malik Nabers or a Rome Odunze from Washington at that number 7 pick, and I don't think that's the right call because you think back to when you took A.J. Brown. You can find – I mean, he wasn't a first-round guy. You can find wide receiver talent later in the draft. I think you get an offensive tackle, and we just saw today Teron Armstead from Dallas – the all-pro, probably best left tackle in the entire NFL, is on the market.
There you go.
So if you draft somebody and then go get Teron Armstead, you're going to have a young guy
there you go.
Learning from one of the best of all time.
Well,
you're going to be solid.
The buzz, the NFL Combine is now over. That was last week. So what is next is Pro Days. So people say, well, what's the difference between NFL Combine and Pro Days? Well, Pro Days are normally held at the university's facility. So pro teams will travel to Knoxville, let's say, or to Alabama, wherever the Pro Day is. And those athletes that are looking to enter the NFL draft that were at the Combine or could not make it to the Combine for whatever reason, they have a chance to work out in front of pro scouts on pro days.
Or didn't get invited. A lot of players are going to have pro days.
So they are able to work out. Now, the difference is it's not as structured as, say, NFL Combine is because of the numbers you have to get through the players. It's a little bit more relaxed. They still are timing the 40s and stuff like that. But it's just not as, let's say, hardcore as the NFL Combine is.
But it's the same drills pretty much.
That's right. And so the Titans were mentioned in a couple of spots for two high landing spot for two pretty high profile free agents. 26-year-old safety CJ Gardner Johnson.
It's a big name.
Now, most of 2023 last year, he had a torn pectoral muscle, but he did return for his last game of the regular season and the playoffs. So, and you got to find somebody to play opposite Amani Hooker or with Amani Hooker to start.
He's probably the best defensive back that Detroit had last year.
Denard Wilson, the defensive coordinator for the Titans, coached Gardner Johnson, in the 2022 season when he was D-back coach at Philadelphia. Another high-profile name, Darnell Mooney, wide receiver out of Chicago, has been mentioned as a sleeper at wide receiver. Also, another wide receiver, Calvin Ridley, is out there.
That'd be big. Need somebody that can take the top off.
The NFL Combine evaluators have their eyes on 4 first-round quarterback picks, Caleb Williams out of USC, Jaden Daniels out of LSU, Drake May out of North Carolina, and now J.J. McCarthy has bolted up into the top 4. While Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr., they're questioned about their age. They're both 24 years old. Nix's arm strength is in question. Penix Jr.'s medical history with four surgeries, two knee surgeries and two shoulder surgeries are kind of holding him back a little bit. But, okay, tune in tonight, 6:45. We'll have Santa Fe against Wayne County. The winner goes to the state. I'm Drake. He's Big Lou. This is Ben, the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. We'll talk to you Thursday.